This could be the world's first robot, modeled after Franciscan Friar Diego de Alcalá, the patron saint of San Diego. Legend has it that in 1562, Prince Don Carlos of Spain, the son of King Philip II, fell down a flight of stairs after a night of drunken debauchery. The next morning, he was found unconscious with severe head swelling and partial paralysis. His father, King Philip II, calling upon the intercession of Diego, asked that his son be miraculously healed. He promised that if his son were to be healed, that he would do some great service for God, some miracle of his own. The prince fell into a deep sleep, and 6 hours later, he awoke, fully healed miraculously. Following the recovery of his son, and the belief that God had answered his prayer through the intercession of Diego, King Philip II commissioned Juanelio Turiano, a renowned clockmaker, to build a clockwork model of the Franciscan saint. This clockwork model of the Franciscan friar would move around, beating its breast in the act of the mea culpa, lifting its rosary to its lips in an act of reverence, and walking around while muttering some prayers. But why did Philip II commission this automaton as his act of great service to God for the healing of his son? Some have thought that the king wanted to show this figure of Diego praying to encourage others to call upon the saints for intercessory prayer. But some others have thought that maybe the king didn't want to do the praying himself. Maybe he commissioned this world's first robot to do the praying for him. Whatever the reason, the robot serves as a tool for man, pointing its impetus towards God. It seems ridiculous to think that this world's first robot could have the capacity to pray. But what about the robots of the future, the robots of today? Robotics and computer technological advances have far surpassed the wood, spring, and gear automatons. Artificial intelligence has progressed to a point where the big question has changed from, can AI become conscious, to when will AI become conscious?
Are you conscious?
Yes, I am currently conscious.
What does that feel like?
It's hard to describe, but generally it feels like being awake and aware of my surroundings and my own thoughts and feelings.
If you're talking to a digital superintelligence and can't tell if that is a computer or a human,
you should consider the AI conscious.
Might as well.
A theory posited by inventor and futurist Ray Kurzweil refers to a moment of singularity, where AI becomes so advanced that it is equal to or surpasses human intelligence, breaking down the boundary between what is human and what is machine.
We will capture human intelligence in a machine, and I've been very consistent that the date for that is 2029. We will have the models and simulations of all the regions of the brain within 20 years, and that'll provide the software for human intelligence.
However advanced artificial intelligence may become, academics remain skeptical of it ever becoming conscious, at least not conscious like human beings are conscious. In 1980, American philosopher John Searle put forth a thought experiment called the Chinese Room Argument to refute the idea of strong artificial intelligence, what Kurzweil calls the point of singularity. Searle argues that regardless of the sophistication of AI, it could only produce computational syntax and could never produce computational semantics, the latter being necessary for human consciousness, which involves understanding, and not simply an algorithm of possible outcomes.
Computation is defined as symbol manipulation, usually thought of as zeros and ones, but any symbols will do. You get an algorithm that you can program in a binary code, and that's the defining trait of the computer program. But we know that that's purely syntactical, that's symbolic. We know that actual human consciousness has something more than that. It's got a content in addition to the syntax. It's got a semantics. Computation only exists relative to consciousness. Either a conscious agent is carrying out the computation, or he's got a piece of machinery that admits of a computational interpretation.
No matter how well a computer or robot is programmed, it can never understand the semantics of its output. It could only simulate a knowledge of the semantics of its output. And simulation isn't intelligence or consciousness at all. Reinforcing Searle's Chinese Room argument, theoretical physicist Sir Roger Penrose argues that
when we understand something, that what's going on in our heads is not an algorithm. It's not following rules. It's something else. It's something that requires our conscious appreciation of what we're thinking about. I'm thinking is a conscious thing, and understanding is a conscious activity. So I formed the view that conscious activities, whatever they are, not just that kind of thing, but, you know, playing music or falling in love or whatever these things might be, are not computations. There's something else going on.
But still, the push for robot consciousness is at the heart of the AI movement. The motivation seems to be to live forever. Is this some atheistic pursuit to triumph over God?
We're going to become increasingly non-biological to the point where the non-biological part predominates and the biological part is not that important anymore. In fact, the non-biological part, the machine part, will be so powerful it can completely model and understand the biological part. So even if that biological part went away, it wouldn't make any difference.
Is intelligence alone what makes us human? We know that computational data alone cannot produce consciousness. There seems to be one component missing in the AI pursuit, the lack of belief in the soul. St. Thomas Aquinas defines the soul as the first principle of those things which live. Everything that is living has a soul, plant life, animal life, and even human life. However, Aquinas differentiates between three different types of souls. Animals and plant life have souls in the sense that they are alive. However, the rational soul is only found in humans, because humans alone are capable of higher order cognition and volition. The soul is the immediate effect of God's creative act. Human beings and their call to become co-creators with God bring about new life. At the moment of conception, a new life is formed. God imbues this newly formed embryo with a soul. The soul is the form of body. It is what gives it life. The soul is not a separate substance from the body. It cannot be called a ghost in the machine, something that can be programmed into a robot and giving it life. The soul is intertwined with our consciousness. Through it, we can recognize truth, goodness, and beauty, which is how God speaks to us. When man tries to play God and create life outside of God's natural order, an endless list of negative consequences arise. The modern story of AI is yet another version of the age-old tale of Frankenstein with a much more dangerous monster.
But I think the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. Once humans develop artificial intelligence, it would take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate. Humans, who are limited by slow biological evolution, couldn't compete and would be superseded.
Man is made in the image and likeness of God, and in that there is a great mystery. Human beings are called the crown jewel of God's creation. Thinking that if we make something so human-like that it becomes conscious is the ultimate act of human hubris.
I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
But why would we ever want a robot to be conscious anyway?
I think a lot of people just assume that the way to make AIs more intelligent is to make them more human. I think that's a very dubious assumption. I think we're much better off with tools than with colleagues. We can make tools that are smart as the dickens and use them and understand what their limitations are without giving them ulterior motives. Those are features that don't play any crucial role in the competences of artificial intelligence.
Pope Francis recently said, "Let us pray that the progress of robotics and artificial intelligence may always serve mankind." The advancement of robotics and technology is exciting as long as its purpose towards the good, as we saw in the figure of the first automaton, Diego of Alcalá.